Hey y'all, welcome back to the Toxic Mom Podcast. This is episode 6 and this is about Caitlin Akins from Spotsylvania County, Virginia. This is not a typical Toxic Mom Podcast where at the end I always conclude, do you think such and such was a toxic mom? That is not the case with this, so it's a little different. It's not a toxic mom situation really at all. I first heard about this case when I was watching the show Disappeared over on Investigation Discovery, and it's one of those cases that really jumped out at me. My spidey senses went off, and I normally do not voice my opinions on my podcast, but for this one, I will once I get done explaining everything that went on that we know of thus far. I happened to be on a social media platform today and I saw a post about her. I follow one of the pages that her family has created to try to bring attention to this case, and something stood out today when I was looking and I said I have to do something on my platform with her story. I know the wonderful gals over at Crime Junkie also reported on her story, so I wanted to do something as well. So let's get into this case about Caitlin, who just celebrated a 24th birthday on September 2nd. So happy birthday to her. And let's peel off the layers to this case, like I always say. Caitlin, at the time of her disappearance, was living in Arizona with her fiance, Amber. She flew in from Arizona on December 1st, and she was to depart back to Arizona on December 5th. She was visiting her family, and she also was here to retrieve her high school diploma so she could enroll in cosmetology school once she got back to Arizona. So on the morning of December 5th, her and her mom headed over to her ex-stepfather's house, James Brandon, who was the one that was going to be taking her to Reagan International Airport that afternoon because her mother could not, because she had to go to work. So clearly there's a good rapport between the three of them, even though her mom and James are no longer married. So that's always nice to hear that people can still remain friends and cordial even after a breakup. So they were en route over there to him. When they got there, mom said that there was just normal chit chatter. Caitlin was catching him up on things, and you know, she was talking about cosmetology school. She seemed very excited. And so mom stayed a little bit, and then she had to leave for work. Before she left, there was an agreement that Caitlin would text her once she arrived to the airport and before she boarded, which is completely normal, especially when you have a teenager flying by themselves. You want to, you know, make sure that they arrive safely. So mom left, and James was again supposed to drop her off at Reagan International Airport. Before she got to the airport, her fiance Amber gets a text at 11:56 a.m. from Caitlin's phone, and it says, "Something came up. I'm not coming back today. I'll let you know when I get a new flight." And immediately after that text came in, another text went to Amber's phone. "I won't be able to text for a bit." And so that sent a red flag up to her fiance. At 1:52 that same day, December 5th, James texts her mom saying he dropped off Caitlin but not directly at the airport. He dropped her off at a Springfield mall and said that Caitlin was then going to go from the mall and take the metro to Reagan International Airport. And I'm assuming that really wasn't the agreed upon arrangement. Because according to Mom, she wouldn't really know how to maneuver her way around public transportation because it had been many years since she's taken public transportation. So then at 2 o'clock, Caitlin's phone texts her mom saying that she was at the airport, but then she doubles back and sends a text after that, that her battery's going to die. And so, you know, that she wasn't going to be able to text. In the midst of all that, her fiance Amber then sends Caitlin's mom. Caitlin's mom's name is Lisa, by the way. So Amber texts Lisa that she got a text that she wasn't coming home that day. So I'm sure the two of them now are very concerned. Spidey senses are going off. And before I go any further, I just want to point out that in a lot of these cases where someone goes missing, there always seems to be a pattern. And now that we're in 2020, the pattern usually is with the cell phones. People start getting very odd text messages. And before the cell phones really came into play, people were getting strange emails that seemed out of character for that person. I'm going to tell you off the bat that Lisa knew something was going on because she says Caitlin never texts back to back unless it's an error, like if she spelled something wrong. So she knew something was going on. So this seems to be a little trend here with a lot of these cases. Text messages start coming in and they're just not right. It's not normally how the person texts. It's not how their grammar is. It's not how they sound. Something seems way off. So a mom and her fiance at this point are like, what is going on? Okay, so 7:15 p.m. the same day, December 5th, Lisa gets a text from Caitlin's phone saying she's staying with a friend and needs some time alone. And that was the last correspondence that Mom got from her daughter's cell phone. So I hope everybody was able to keep up with that timeline. So everything started around 12 p.m. around 12 p.m. December 5th. And the last communication was 7:15 p.m. that same day. She clearly never got on the plane. And that's what we're going to start talking about now. At the time of this text message at 7:15 that Lisa got from her daughter's cell phone, she was supposed to be on the plane. So those of you who fly know you cannot text message while you're plane is en route. When I went back and refreshed myself on this case, it said that mom pulled over in a church parking lot so that she could call her daughter. And of course she calls her phone, and the phone goes right to voicemail. So what is going on here? There's messages from her daughter's phone when she's supposed to be in the air. So now something's going on. Something is clearly going on. 2 days later, Caitlin's suitcase is found along with her plane ticket, credit cards, and other items in a ditch near what they were saying was called Mott's Run Reservoir in Spotsylvania, Virginia. So now we know that she never got on the plane. So where is she? Sheriff's office is now involved because we have a missing person. We have somebody who was supposed to be going from Virginia to Arizona, and she never made it. She never got on the plane. And the last person to see her was her ex-stepdad, James Brandon, who told police again that he dropped Caitlin off at Springfield Mall, where she was going to take the metro to the airport. Surprise, surprise, there's zero video footage of him dropping her off anywhere. Caitlin's phone at the time of these bizarre text messages, surprise, surprise, were pinging near his house when she was allegedly at the airport. So this is where it gets frustrating. He initially was cooperative, but then he was not. I also like to throw in there that he never made it to work that day. Remember, he was supposed to be to work at 3 o'clock, and he never made it. And he never went back, apparently, to that job. So we have a problem here. And unfortunately, the writing is on the wall with this case. And Caitlin is still nowhere to be found. He refuses to give out the password to his phone because the police wanted to look through his phone. But he has encrypted his phone and they cannot access it without his passcode. It was reports that Caitlin had an encrypted text app on her phone, and that has yet to be recovered. But they had enough to show that during the time she was supposed to be at the airport, her cell phone is pinging like crazy near his house. And 2 days later, her suitcase was found not far from his house. So what's going on? What I'll tell you my theory is, take out the text messages alone. He made sure that he came up with a story that would remove himself from Caitlin altogether. He quote unquote dropped her off at a very public setting, a mall. What's at the mall? Other people. So he wanted it to appear as if she was most likely kidnapped from the mall. He couldn't just say, oh, I dropped her off directly at the airport, because there's footage that would show what he did. So what he did was he put her in a setting where a kidnapping may have occurred. So she went into the mall and she just disappeared. But again, there's no evidence of her ever going anywhere near the mall. So where is she? The only person that has those answers to me is this man, James Brandon, who was the last person to see her and is not cooperating with police. His DNA was collected. They did search his house and his vehicle. But do you think they found anything? No. A friend of Caitlin did claim that he was verbally abusive, but Caitlin never disclosed or said that there was any physical abuse here. So this is one of those cases. This is why this case stood out, because I've watch a lot of crime, real, like, true crime stuff. Not the stuff you see in the movies. I watch a lot of true crime. I read a lot of crime stuff. And there have been people that have been arrested, charged, tried, and convicted just on hearsay. Not any real evidence to link them to a crime. But this man, the sheriff has already admitted he has lied to them. He refuses to give up that cell phone password so they can look through. He initially agreed to take a polygraph, then doesn't take it the day he's supposed to. So why isn't he behind bars for this disappearance? I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. And I know that the family and her friends are extremely, extremely frustrated. They have to be. They have to be. Because there's no way. Why didn't he go to work that day? I would love to know what his response to that was. You were supposed to be to work at 3:00. You had already supposedly dropped her off. Why didn't you go to work? And then you just don't go back ever again? This happened almost 5 years ago, and this man is still out here walking free, while her family is still desperately trying to find her. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on, why they haven't made any arrest, why they haven't brought him back in for more questioning. I don't know. And that's why this case stood out to me, because it's like, it's right there in front of them. And nothing. You know what the family and her friends did on her birthday the other day, which I thought was genius? They had these cool shirts. They were black and they had pink writing on them. And it said #FindCaitlin, and on the back had his name, James Brandon. Where is she? And they went and had a little birthday celebration in front of his house. I thought that was pretty genius. Because again, he has all the answers and he's clearly not giving them to the family, and he's not cooperating. So I don't know what else the police want here. I know that they always want to make sure everything's airtight, but again, there have been people arrested for less and charged. And, you know, there's a lot of strong evidence here. Just the cell phone pinging near his house when she's supposed to be at the airport. So, you know, this case bothers me. And I know it bothers a lot of other people. I've corresponded with people here and there on the social platform that I do follow. I'll give you that name now. You guys can go on and join. I believe her aunt is the admin of the page. The group is called Find Caitlin, and her name is spelled K-A-T-E-L-I-N. So if you're on Facebook, go over there and join them. Very nice family, friends, very strong community around them. They want answers, and I really hope that they get answers soon and there's an arrest made. So if you have any information about the disappearance of Caitlin Akins, the Spotsylvania County Crime Solvers, excuse me, the Spotsylvania County Crime Solvers would love to hear from you. Their number is 540-582-5822. Again, 540-582-5822. And let me know what you think about this case. Please, as always, you can email me, thetoxicmompodcast@gmail.com. And I also did post pictures about Caitlin's case and what she looks like on the Instagram page with this at Toxic Mom Podcast. So if you get a chance, go check that out. And please make sure if you're on Facebook, go join that group. Find Caitlin. Again, it's find, standard spelling for find, and Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-I-N. And we will chat soon.